Integrity with Kat. Welcome to my interview with Meredith Rogers. Meredith is a Pilates teacher based in Santa Barbara, California. I first discovered her via her online classes for Pilates Anytime, and I found myself returning day after day to seek out more of her classes. She integrates the traditional Pilates values and principles, while also having an ease, joy, and grace to her way of being and teaching. For me, she epitomizes a good teacher, the ability to acknowledge and appreciate that her practice is always evolving and imperfect, a sense of humor and joy in life and movement, and a desire for her students to see that Pilates is a holistic practice that is designed to create ease and grace beyond classes and in our everyday way of life. Okay, Meredith, I'm going to kick straight into the questions. So I believe that you discovered Pilates when you were rehabbing a knee injury. So can you tell me how that happened and when that was?
That was quite a few years ago. And I hurt my knee in a skiing accident and tore my ACL. And this was before Pilates was kind of well known, and a doctor of mine sent me to see if it would help me, and it did, and I fell in love.
And where was that?
That was initially in Tahoe, and then I started Pilates actually where I live now in Santa Barbara.
Okay, so Santa Barbara being the home of Pilates Anytime.
True, yes.
So then you became certified with Body Arts and Science International in 2000. So can you tell me what their approach to Pilates is and why you chose to certify with them?
Well, their approach to Pilates is basically to look at things from a contemporary approach, but also to embrace the classical approach to the method as well, and to combine the two. Just looking a little bit more towards what we've learned since Joseph Pilates' days through science and things like that. And to be honest with you, I chose Bassi initially because it was the only course in my town.
That seems as good a reason as any.
Right?
Yeah. So as part of Bassi, you've traveled a lot to teach. Do you have a specific area of focus when you're teaching overseas? And can you tell me some of your most memorable locations and workshops?
Well, for the most part, when I go overseas to teach for Bassi, I'm teaching their curriculum. So it's not my general focus, but I teach the modules that are outlined for the students in that course. Mm-hmm. I've taught some workshops over the years. I really enjoyed the workshop that I've been presenting most recently in numerous places called Shoulder Mechanics. That's a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And I've taught other things like workshops on cueing or one for athletes or one that breaks down advanced movements. Breaks advanced movements down into the more fundamental movements to help bring a clearer understanding to the more advanced repertoire.
Yeah, I could probably do
it. Oh, and my favorite places, I cannot tell you a favorite place, unfortunately. I've been all over, which is just an amazing opportunity, which I'm so grateful for. I have taught in China and Japan and Korea and Australia and Europe and all over the U.S. and I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am that I've had the opportunity to share Pilates and Bassi Pilates specifically with so many wonderful students, and they're all a little different but kind of the same. You know, it's just a population of people who are very passionate about wanting to learn a skill, and regardless of the culture, I think that that's what it all comes down to, just people who are passionate about Pilates and passionate about moving and, yeah. and coming to learn how to better understand how they can take that out into the world.
I love that. I know when I travel, I always seek yoga especially, and there's something really lovely about, there's always slight differences when you walk into a studio somewhere new, but ultimately you recognize there's this universal language when it comes to movement and wanting to learn, and that there's much more, I guess, that unites us than is different.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I just, Pilates is like a language, and there's lots of, you know, different accents to it, I guess, if you will, through the different schools and different people's voices. But I think ultimately it just boils down to people wanting to move their bodies and feel good and yeah. and bring balance into their lives. And I just, I really appreciate being a part of that offering to the world.
I love that. In your classes for Pilates Anytime, you very much reference how the Pilates principles are a way to live on and beyond the class. So with attention, grace, control and discipline, and also with a gratitude for our bodies. So can you tell me how Pilates has informed your life beyond teaching?
Well, I think my life before teaching has informed my Pilates practice. Mm. I was raised with those values of, you know, kindness, not only to others, but to yourself, and generosity and patience and forgiveness. And I just try, basically my classes on Pilates Anytime are me talking to myself and trying to remind myself about the things I feel that it's important to do, like breathe and let go and find ease and find grace. And I know that there are many, many other people out in the world who those ideas speak to, but if I'm honest, it's really just a mantra of my own ideas in my own movement practice.
Yeah, and look, for me that really works, and I think when you actually said that in your classes, I realized I was doing that as a teacher as well, that I really do come back to the things that I need to remind myself of.
I think that we all do. I think that as teachers, like, one of the things that we bring to our teaching first and foremost is our own life experience.
Mm. Yeah, I think certainly it's, as I get older, I notice that I feel more settled as a teacher, and I feel more comfortable admitting when I don't know something or when my practice isn't perfect. And that was something maybe in my late teens and 20s, I certainly didn't feel comfortable letting my students know.
Oh, definitely. I feel like I'm right there with you. I feel like I finally came into my real teaching power when I enabled myself and allowed myself to say to a student, a client, that I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't have all the answers, but we can have a conversation around what your experience is, and maybe we can figure things out. But I only know the answers to me, and barely that. I would love to help you investigate what you think your answers are, but I don't know that I can just give them to you.
I think that is why you are my teacher. So,
thank you.
So when did you begin teaching online Pilates classes, and was that a challenge or was it an easy transition from a studio environment?
Well, I was quite lucky because Christy Cooper was my first, she taught the course. She taught the BASI course that I took when I was first studying to become a teacher. And then later, as I endeavored to become faculty for BASI, she mentored me through that process, and we became close friends. And so this is Christy Cooper's big idea, right? And so she came to me when she was thinking of starting Pilates Anytime and sat me down and said, look, I have this idea. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know what it's going to look like. I only know that I want to try. Do you want to try with me? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And it was terrifying, if I'm honest, to teach on camera. And it's still a little nerve-wracking today. I'm a terribly shy person. I if you look at the earlier videos, I've only just, maybe in the past year or two, gotten more comfortable actually looking at the camera. There are years and years and years and years where I wouldn't even make eye contact with the camera. I would just pretend it wasn't there. But I just told myself, look, if you're just authentic and you just do the things and say the things that you know, then you are the teacher that you are. And if people like you for that, then that's amazing. And that's the best that you can do. And so that's what I've done. And it's less scary now, but this is like, 9 years on? So
it's it's been a long time. See, I didn't even realize until you just said that Christy Cooper founded it. She's just, she reached out to me on Facebook, a little bit like I sort of Facebook stalked you, and she was much less stalky than me. But she's just so chilled out and so joyful. I guess my typical idea of someone running a massive major business is that they're a little harried or they don't have time, but Christy is just endlessly encouraging and excited about what she's doing. So I just didn't even put together that she was the head honcho.
Well, she's one of three head honchos. The other two work behind the scenes in the office, and now there's a huge team of people producing Pilates Anytime. But in the beginning, it was just a few of us with a camera, not really sure what we were doing. But it was always her vision, and she is a generous and amazing person. And however it may seem on the surface, I promise there is some harriedness going on behind the scenes.
I'm sure. But do tell me the process, because I actually only this morning read a blog by Mariska Breland about her experience of the first time that she filmed a class for Pilates Anytime. And she was talking about the studio overlooking a beach and dolphins and trains. So can you tell me a little bit about the studio and how it feels to walk in there?
Well, in the beginning, the studio, we shared the studio space with the gym. So if you look at the old classes, you'll see that we had curtains, and we would take the curtains to the window. So there isn't that big, beautiful window backdrop that you see today on Pilates Anytime classes. It was just windows curtained off and us doing our best to see what we could bring to the world. Since then, Christy and Pilates Anytime bought out the gym section and took over the whole studio. And so now it's just this big, bright, beautiful, airy space that, yes, is right on the ocean and overlooks the ocean. And we'll frequently see dolphins, sometimes sharks. And, you know, I think everyone has a different experience with their first moment of filming there. My first moments of filming there are of the curtains and the newness and the fear. But you know, walking into that place to work, when I do go to work or when I go to take classes from all of the other incredible teachers who come to teach there, it just feels light, and it feels easy, and it feels welcoming, and it feels, I feel lucky.
I love that. You can tell when you're teaching. So you told Pilates Anytime that you're most inspired by your teacher, Rael Isakovitz. Hopefully I've said that correctly. Can you tell me a bit more about Rael?
Well, he is an amazing man, and he is the pioneer of Bassi Pilates. And he's just filled with passion and energy and exuberance, and he knows how to look at you and down to the very tiniest detail and just bring out every last piece of efforting you didn't even know you had. And that's what I can say about him. He just knows how to make you do your best work, and that, for me as a teacher, that's just really inspiring and empowering, and sometimes intimidating because I don't always do as well as I want to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also try to practice kindness around that, as you know. So, Rail is an amazing man, an amazing teacher, and an inspirational figure. And I'm lucky enough, I feel, to now call him a friend.
Beautiful. Have there been times when you felt exhausted or questioned your career or thought of doing anything else?
I think that happens to everyone, doesn't it? Oh, yes, for sure. Still, frequently I wonder if I'm doing the best that I can or if I should be doing something else or if I'm even a good teacher. And I think that's a very universal truth for most people. But I try to, when that happens, come back to why am I doing what I'm doing? And the reason is because I want to help people, and I want to help people feel good in their bodies, and I want to be present and be open and hold space for people who may be struggling or may just need someone to hold space for them. So that's what brings me round when those things happen to me or when I experience those sorts of feelings.
It's actually a relief to hear you say that because it can feel like that's very much just something that maybe indicates to me that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. So it's... if a teacher of your caliber can have those questions, then I think I can probably worry a little less now.
Ah, yes, worry less. Treat yourself kindly. And, I mean, I think that those are the questions that make us want to be better people and better teachers and just, you know, better at what we do. And I think that kind of self-doubt, although it may not be incredibly helpful, I think it's just very real, and not in the Pilates population, but in the general population. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if we can look our self-doubt in head on and keep going and keep just being the best that we can be, then that's really the only way forward in my mind.
I love that. So I know you were in Sydney last year. So do you have any plans to come to Melbourne? Because I know that's where I live. And now Kathy, who was managing the blog for Pilates Anytime, is moving to Melbourne with her partner.
Ah, interesting. Well, as a matter of fact, I will be in Australia next August. I'm going to participate. I've been asked to present at a retreat in Byron Bay.
Oh, how amazing.
And so maybe you and I should talk maybe offline a little bit about seeing if we can organize something in Melbourne while I'm already there.
I would absolutely love that. Yes, we will definitely talk about that. And obviously you need to catch up with Kathy while you're here. So, I've got bait to lure you here now.
Perfect. I think I've met Kathy maybe once or twice. Most of the team, the behind the scenes team is down in Los Angeles and I'm in Santa Barbara. But that being said, I would love to see Kathy for sure.
And we've got really good coffee in Melbourne. So, I mean, you just have to come here.
I've actually lived in Melbourne for a little while. For about a month, I lived in Melbourne, maybe a month, and then a couple of weeks when I was traveling. So I really love Melbourne. I would love to come.
Okay, we will find a way to make that happen. So just finally, I did also read that your favorite book is The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón. Is that still the case?
That was in the 20 question thing for Pilates Anytime.
Correct.
I'm a voracious reader. I constantly have a book in my hands. And that is one book that I've read over and over and over again. But I really, really think it's difficult to choose one amazing book. But yes, that book is one of my favorite books ever. And there's a second book written by him that tells the same story called The Angel's Game. And then for my birthday this year, I was given a third book that follows those characters, and I'm just walking downstairs in my house to see if I can look at it and tell you the title of that book, because this author is just incredible. the third book is called The Labyrinth of the Spirits. Mm. So if no one's read any of those books, time to get started.
It's time for me to get started then, because I'm not familiar.
Well, let me know how you go. I'm a big fan of, I mean, I like all kinds of writing, but I'm just a big fan of someone who can weave a story really beautiful with beautiful words and just make you almost feel as though you're living the story yourself. And he does that for me.
Okay. You've convinced me. I'm going to do that. I find it really difficult too to choose a book, but I think if I had to choose one, it would be Ayn Rand, We the Living.
That's a heavy one. It's a heavy, heavy book, but it's good.
Absolutely. Look, I'm going to finish the recording. I'm going to take up another couple of minutes of your time just talking Melbourne. But I just wanted to say, for the sake of the podcast, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you and for being such a wonderful teacher.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be invited and a pleasure. Sorry, I'm tripping over my words, but it was a pleasure to chat with you. And we will make Melbourne work, and then we'll meet face to face, and wouldn't that be exciting?
It will be very exciting. Thanks for listening to my interview with Meredith Rogers. You can find Meredith's classes online at pilatesanytime.com. On the same site, you will find my blogs for Pilates Anytime, and I will keep you up to date with what Meredith is doing in 2019 via my Facebook. So look up Core Integrity with Kat, and I am on Instagram at CAT13gram. That's Kat13gram.